it's a very difficult decision for anyone who's a non-executive director of either a public body or a public company to say that finally enough is enough. But I think we've got to that place. But unfortunately, Trevor's really not experienced or big enough a manager to run the EHRC, and I think he has demonstrated that over the last couple of years.
You were quoted over the weekend as saying that Mr. Phillips is a brilliant communicator, so maybe the problem isn't actually with Mr. Phillips.
Well, he is a brilliant communicator, but that's just one of the competences that the chair of a very large public body needs. I'm not sure there is any evidence that he has the managerial skills that are necessary when you're dealing with this sort of public money. And we are talking about £70 million a year and 500 staff. That is a big body.
You've articulated your discontent with Mr. Phillips. Do we need to go back to basics as far as the EHRC is concerned to maybe split it up into a trichotomy again,
no.
Or is it fine as it stands?
I don't think we do. I think the vision of the EHRC is perfectly proper. It's quite right that there should be one body where people at public expense are paid to thrash out how some of the tensions between communities in modern Britain should be resolved. It would be daft to go back to a position where we had three or five or indeed eight lots of people sitting around in very well-paid salaries and plush offices, but in ivory towers, all saying contrary things and offering different prescriptions for the resolution of thorny public issues.